And welcome back to Cinema Vino. We got Sean Jordan.
Hey.
Taylor Owens.
That's me.
And Travis Budd.
Hey.
Or Bravis Tud.
And old Tud's here.
Oh, the old Tud's around.
If the old Tud's knocking.
It's not. It's,
no. I assure you it is not.
So we're going to continue our baseball series and take a look at Major League, classic 80s raunchy baseball comedy. So, I mean, to me, it has a lot of the same, a similar vibe to Bull Durham. It's an adult baseball movie, but more maybe, well, we'll say a teenage baseball movie.
Yeah.
With a little more of a Porky's vibe to it.
I was going to say, I get a lot of Porky's out of this.
Yeah. It's kind of the frat boy baseball movie.
There were no nipples, only gold stars.
There was only the implication of nipples.
Yeah.
So, but first one, we're going to talk a little bit about our wine. So, Stand by. That was a beautiful little guitar part.
Oh, so sensual.
We're drinking a wine called Gewürztraminer or Gewürztraminer. You can say it either way.
Style, I don't think I can say that either way.
That's a style of wine, right?
That's a grape. Yeah, it's a variety.
What's the name?
The wine, this particular wine is called Villa Wolf. It is a German Gewürztraminer, which you'll see a lot of Gewürztraminers out of Germany, Austria, and the Alsatian region of France. So,
if you're drinking along at home, just think it's like a boozy Capri Sun. It's delicious.
This is actually an excellent pair with Asian or Mexican food. It's a classic.
Spicy.
Yeah, if you're having stir fry, which my house currently smells like.
Something a little zesty.
Yeah, which might have been why I went and bought this, because I had stir fry on the brain.
Which you wouldn't traditionally pair with German food.
No. No, you wouldn't. Ironically, I think this is better served for spicy, exotic stuff. I mean, if you're having like anything that's, you know, General Tso's or whatever.
Yeah.
General Tso's? General Tso's?
What's your go-to takeout?
It's a silent.
General Tso's? Guys, write in the comment on how we're supposed to pronounce
it's
that.
It's General Tso's.
It was bad enough I had to look up how to pronounce Michelle Yeoh. That took a few go-arounds.
But you know Gewürztraminer.
I do know Gewürztraminer.
Gewürztraminer.
My knowledge is highly compartmentalized.
I'm a Kung Pao chicken guy.
Yeah, same. I'm a sesame chicken guy, though, too. I could go sesame chicken or sesame beef.
See, that's on if I'm in the mood for noodles or rice.
I'm a beef and broccoli guy. I don't know.
Traditionalist.
I like the poot.
Yeah, Taylor, your toots would indicate you love broccoli.
Yes, I know. Well, I mean, like, broccoli and beef are just traditional German meals anyway. Mm-hmm. It's like, the broccoli and beef. And my Gewürztraminer.
It sounds about banalia.
I'm a big fan of Golden Gate over on 25th and Harvard. That's a very specific reference, but that is delicious.
Their wontons, best I've ever had.
Yeah.
Please sponsor us.
And, yo, Cinema Vino is brought to you by Golden Gate.
There's a big plate of wontons.
I don't think Golden Gate can afford to sponsor anything.
After 25 minutes of eating it, it still looks like you haven't touched it.
Yep.
Because there's so much goddamn food.
That's true. Yeah. Ooh, their pot stickers, also nice.
Yeah. So
kind of like India Palace when over on 71st and Lewis, you open up the lid of the rice and it takes the shape of the container because it's so full.
Yeah. It's like lifting a bag of bowling balls.
Yeah.
But rice.
Tremendous.
Yeah. It's amazing. But if you do order from there, allow a generous amount of time because it does take a little bit for them to get it made.
So. Use promo code CinemaVino to get nothing off your egg roll.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And tell them you listen to us.
Guys, all this like crosstalk, we're going to be pissing off Quiznos. I'm just saying.
I know.
We need to focus on one thing.
Sometimes we got to make our sponsors jealous.
Which Quiznos sub would this wine pair with the best?
Fleshlight. Sorry, I'm just thinking of people I want to sponsor us.
What was I even saying?
Major League.
Gewürztraminer?
A barbecue chicken would go well with this Gewürztraminer.
Yeah. I think so too.
Yeah. Do that and then the baked Lay's barbecue.
Todd, mine's almost empty.
Yeah, I think a baked Lay's would be nice with that too.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I don't like a baked Lay.
Or a Pringle?
It's not even really a chip.
Yeah.
At best, it's a crisp.
Oh. Yes.
So Major League.
So the movie.
Released April 7th, 1989, which I felt like this was older before I watched it because I remember seeing it back in the day. I could have swore this was like 86, 87, but it was 89.
89, that does seem like it's later.
Yeah, it was later than I thought. Grossed $75 million at the box office on an $11 million budget. So,
wow.
Even for then, that was a pretty small budget.
They only made one sequel, right?
They made two.
They made two.
Back to the Miners.
Back to the Miners.
Yeah.
It was a holy trilogy.
Yeah. I believe most of the cast was gone by Back to the Miners.
I think it was just...
L.A. Law guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And then a bunch of nobody. Actually, Scott Bakula, I think, was in
The Miners. Yes, it was Scott Bakula.
Yep.
What? Oh, damn it. I thought the only great sports movie Scott Bakula was in was Necessary Roughness.
That was the greatest sports movie of all time, so watch yourself there.
Yeah, I don't know Sinbad. Why. Have we podcasted on it yet? No, not yet.
You can't just, it's just too great. Yeah. People know it is one of the greatest movies of all time.
We have to have more experience.
Actually, the last time I saw it, Tay, was at your old house when we were like a little too tipsy. We were like, should we watch this? I'm like, fuck yes. It's on Netflix? Yes.
But I mean, reviewing that is a lot like when I tried to review Casablanca. I had to kind of take a deep breath because it's that intimidating.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to start this.
Yeah.
No.
It's like watching Godfather for the first time.
It's the toughest blank sheet of paper I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's like, God, who do I praise first? Who do you single out in that movie?
That giant capital T on the V, and then that's it.
Yeah. And I went with Kathy Ireland. Yeah.
On that one of the guys.
For both movies.
Yeah. One of the guys played E. Honda in the Street Fighter movie, Van Damme.
Ooh.
Yeah,
good to know. The more you know.
Yep.
Gavorsh demeanor, you say?
Yes. So this movie was part of a wave of baseball movies in the late 80s and 90s, as we've kind of indicated in the last podcast, where it's like Bull Durham, Field of Dreams, Eight Men Out, Rookie of the Year, Little Big League, Angels in the Outfield, Mr. Baseball, and Major League. Quite a few baseball movies in about a 4 or 5 year stretch. I would say this is probably the raunchiest of all those movies. Most of those movies are either pitched towards kids or like Field of Dreams.
No pun intended.
Yeah, there you go. That was unintended, but, you know, it indicates my genius.
Sure, yeah.
But, yeah, all-star cast of people. Some of these people were famous when it came out. Some were famous later. I would say Charlie Sheen and Dennis Haysbert, who would become the All-State guy in the commercials.
Yeah.
Famous later. But then Corbin Burnson was on L.A. Law at the time.
Delightful cheeks on him.
Yeah. My mom was a big L.A. Law fan. Probably a big Corbin Burnson fan, too.
Oh, okay. I was talking about Corbin.
Wesley Snipes?
Wesley Snipes, yeah. I would say he was definitely famous within a few years. I mean, because he did White Men Can't Jump.
Yeah.
Rising Sun, which probably, you know, my favorite Sean Connery quotes of all time. Charlie Sheen obviously became huge much later for
cocaine, Hot Shots.
Cocaine and whatnot. Yeah.
And Hot Shots Part 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is written by David S. Warren, who won an Oscar for writing The Sting, of all movies.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Apparently, he was a diehard Indians fan, and he thought the only way for them to go to the World Series was if he wrote a movie about it. So he wrote this, and then they went to the World Series 3 times, and they haven't won since 1948, but they have been there.
And we should say they're now not the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah, they are the Guardians. As of this year.
As of this year.
Yep. Yeah. The plot of this movie I found to be very similar to Ted Lasso.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of bitchy owner.
I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Decides that she wants to sabotage the team and installs, you know, goobers who will help lose for her on purpose. So that was my thought. But I'm curious to get your guys' thoughts going around. Sean, this was your pick, or this is one of your favorites, right?
Yeah.
So I'm curious to hear your thoughts.
So revisiting it, I mean, this was a movie that's always on cable, right? I mean, we talk about like Con Air for you is sort of like your anytime this is on cable, you stop and you watch it.
Yeah.
That's my Major League.
Yeah.
Like it's on Comedy Central probably once a week. You know, I think in college I watched it, if not weekly, it would, you know, more than daily, I would say, just because it's always on. It's always on in the background. Oh, yeah. Like my roommate, I would come in, he would just have Comedy Central on. This was what was on. It's just great. There's no plot to it. This movie has like zero substance. It's basically like a rice cake of a movie, you know?
Part of its charm, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
I enjoyed it.
It's the film that if you were to walk in and you were watching it and I was just like, hey, how far are you in this movie? 20 minutes. And it
doesn't
was like,
matter.
Doesn't matter. It's like, oh, I got 30 minutes left. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. It was like, there's a whole plot about his girlfriend who left him, who gets engaged and then inexplicably just goes back to him.
Yeah.
Like there's,
have you seen his hair?
Yeah. Granted. Yeah. It's great hair.
Tom Berenger is a good looking man.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, he made the league minimum.
I'd sit on that face.
I mean, you got to, because he doesn't have knees.
Yeah.
Can't stand up.
Yeah. I noted in my review, this is the obligatory, like, young catcher, Tim Robbins, old aging Kevin Costner catcher, you know, broken down knees, mentor. Definitely had become a trope by this point.
Yeah, I started playing catcher as a kid, and I could not handle it. Knee-wise, I had the big triangle pads, and I just, not for me.
Yeah.
But
Triangle pads was my nickname in high school, by the way.
Triangle
pads. Still is. No, I think this movie's just dated for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Which, again,
I thought was part of its charm.
Yeah.
I enjoy sometimes just watching a movie that's just out of date.
Just, like, grossly racist.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just Chief Wahoo is bad, all right? But, like, yikes.
Yeah.
They really leaned into it, too. They were like, yeah, how about them Redskins?
Chief Wahoo?
Chief Wahoo is the mascot. Is Chief Wahoo the mascot for the Cleveland Indians or the Atlanta Braves? I think Cleveland Indians.
I believe it's the Indians, yeah. That sounds right.
It's the name of the mascot, yeah.
I thought his name was Jobu.
No, Jobu. Jobu is the
did
god.
Did you watch the movie? I did. Well,
yeah.
Not the last 28 minutes.
The voodoo god that helps the bats.
That's what I thought.
Which also, Bull Durham.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn, Bill
that's
Durham.
That's the sequel. No. That's the reboot.
You call Bill Durham down there at Taft Insurance. He'll give you a great quote.
Yeah.
He's friends with the Tuds.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like they're all friends with Bill Brasky.
Bill Brasky.
You call old Babbis Tud.
Brabus.
Either way.
But yeah, I mean, this movie's, it's cheap thrills, you know?
Yeah. So, Travis, what do you think of the first 64 minutes of the movie?
So, I have a little history with baseball myself. I was an athlete. I played T-ball. And, you know, I'd hit the ball off of the tee, and then I was like, you mean I have to go get that? Fuck that. So that's about my knowledge of baseball, that and Rookie of the Year. I had seen parts of this several times also on TV, on TBS, when they'd run it back every damn weekend.
Yeah.
But I had never seen it in its entirety. And, well, I still haven't. Taylor assured me that they win, though, and that he's safe.
Spoiler alert.
Whoops. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I always thought Charlie Sheen was cool because of this movie, but there were parts of this movie I always got mixed up with Hot Shots that I was.
That's fair.
Because I've also never seen Hot Shots all the way through.
Really? One or two?
Or part two. I've seen the steamy in front of the fridge makeout scene, the like popping olives from a belly button into the mouth. That's hot shit. But other than that, I'm like
hot shits part two.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's on Pornhub.
Oh, speaking of Pornhub, Tay, I wanted to wait until after we started. Was it Charlie Sheen, what porn stars did he get with? Brie Olsen, right?
Brie Olsen.
And then is there another one? Because the only one I could think of is Brie Olsen.
Yeah, I can't.
I know it's at least two. Capri Cavani, maybe?
I'm not sure.
Can I just say that I always confuse the names Brie Olsen and Brie Larson.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of the same people.
Very different people.
Very different Captain Marvel.
Actually, I would watch the shit out of that.
I would too.
I just, in my head, I can't keep straight. I know, like, one is the legitimate actor. One is a porn star.
Well,
not to take anything away from Brie Olsen's acting chops, but
well, we've seen they're both of tits, so
that's fair.
Yeah.
Is that the metric by which we?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I enjoyed it. One thing I remembered the most from this movie is Tom Berenger's hair, and him always running around in either like a beige or a straight up white like sports coat. Looking very Miami Vice.
Yeah.
Oh, and I thought, like, that's who I want to be when I grow up. Like, that's the dude.
Maybe they should have moved the team to Miami.
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah, he could have teamed up with Crockett and Tubbs.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, the line I know best from this is that one's my friends always quoted in middle school. It was like, you're telling me Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball?
Yeah, that was, oh my God. We said that way too much. Mm-hmm. But it's true. It was like, you trying to tell me that Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball?
So from the little that I've seen of the movie, even though I haven't finished it, I'd give it a solid 7.
Okay.
Yeah. Fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I love the movie, as usual. It is one of my favorite baseball movies because it's not any better than the ones we've already seen. but it just like holds close to me because it was like it was a childhood movie for me. Like when I was like, which looking back, I don't know why my parents allowed me to watch this movie, and it was on TV. But I remember, like, they would edit it on TV to where like it would cut away before you could see him remove the top, you know.
Yeah, and then, which is why I thought there were gonna be nipples when I bought it on Apple.
And they also, changed.
You could buy porn, right?
Yeah.
Well,
if anybody's aware of that,
yeah. Hey,
it's Travis.
Something about cardboard porn, though. I will admit, just different. Mm-hmm. It's different. But it was, golly, was never talking about cardboard porn. I blacked out.
Do not Google cardboard porn, please.
Well, now I, Travis.
Hey, I'm sorry. That's my fault.
Yeah, no. But it was just the scenes,
it was like edited for TV,
and yeah, and even at the very beginning, the grounds crew, like, oh, they're gonna be shit, you know. They edited that out, and I was like, you know, on TV, and I always sucked. Mm-hmm. But it is a movie, right? It has the plot? You don't even need the plot. It's just like every other single baseball movie.
Yeah, the plot
movie.
Does not exist.
Yeah, doesn't exist. But like, I hate to say it, I really, really, really liked the acting for what this movie was. And I loved the fucking manager.
Yeah.
One of my
gravelly voice.
His gravelly voice. My favorite. Like, I was literally giggling when I rewatched this again. And I was like almost in tears laughing because it's when he comes out and his butt cheeks are hanging out. And he was like, we're out of hot water. And then she comes in. She was like, oh. And she was like, don't you need to get a towel? We're out of towels. And it was just like, that's his only response. It was like, we're out of towels. And I was like, wait, what? Yeah. It was like, and it was just everything that, like, and then them getting sabotaged. It was like with that shitty plane or we went to the bus. And it was just like, I mean, it's really just a funny movie. But I remember looking back, like, I would have been, you know, playing middle school baseball and like thinking of like, man, we used to say all this stuff, mm-hmm. like, or even like Little League. I was like, I'm trying to think when it would have been seven, and like saying all this stuff, like stealing home and being like, you know, American Express, don't leave home without it. You know, like we were quoting that. We were quoting this movie as like kids.
Yeah.
And looking back, I'm like, man, that was not right at all.
Yeah.
Like our parents were just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm sure they're like, did they not watch this movie?
Yeah.
Were they just like, oh, here's a baseball movie. Go watch it.
To be fair, I think my parents rented Austin Powers for me on VHS one night.
Yeah.
While I was being babysat, they left, and my babysitter was like, I guess if they rented it for you, sure.
Yeah.
They just thought it was like another James Bond.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I loved this Major League. The other two, but this one, it was like, I loved the montages. It was like, there was just everything. I liked the fans that were, because wasn't that Cousin Eddie?
And one was the janitor from Scrubs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, was it Cousin Eddie, or was he in a different... Was he a fan?
No, you're thinking the player in Rookie of the Year.
Yes, the first baseman in Rookie of the Year was with the janitor.
But one of the
fans?
The janitor from Scrubs, he was...
The fan?
Was he also a fan in Major League?
Yeah, he might have been. Yeah. And I think Cousin Eddie was the fan in Angels in the Outfield.
He was one of the construction workers, whenever they would...
There are six actors in all of the 80s.
Yeah. But anyway, I freaking love the film, and the ending was cool. We used to say that all the time, like slide in safe. And even the montage, I remember Wesley Snipes putting the gloves up, and yeah, about all he's stolen. It's like, that was cool.
No,
him doing pushups after flying out. Like, I mean, I don't know why it was like, for me, it was like
mid game getting down.
Yeah. It's like, push-ups. But it's like, I can't say that it was any better than like League of Their Own. Cause that one, but like, this is probably the one that I would literally watch and break down if it was on TV.
Yeah.
It was like same with League of Their Own, but this one it would just make me smile the whole time.
Yeah.
And League of Their Own might not do that, but I would still watch it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's kind of how we got to this season of movies that we're watching is we were like, okay, name a baseball movie. And this was, I think the first one that came to my head was okay, Major League.
Yeah.
You know, next up was like League of Their Own and then, you know, Rookie of the Year, yada, yada, yada. But there's so many iconic ones, but this one is probably it's up there in terms of like, this is the one I picture.
Well, Charlie Sheen and the other two?
He's in the second one for sure.
Yeah.
He becomes a pretty boy in the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think this one also had a little bit more relatable baseball feel to it than like, you know, obviously a League of Their Own. But it's like, you know, you got the third baseman. We've already talked about him, but
Corbin Burns.
Yeah. He won't hit grounders. So they go through all that. It was like, you know, Charlie Sheen can't throw straight.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and it's just like, they're doing all these things and like all the clubhouse stuff. I don't know why. I just freaking loved it.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, I explained to Joe, my wife, when we got to lunch. It was like there were two baseball montages. I say this in the review, too. There's two distinct baseball montages in movies. It's the team on the way down and the team on the way up. It's like on the way down, you see nothing but fielding errors.
Yep.
You see fans booing,
yep.
maybe throwing some stuff on the field. You see sports writers bashing them, like print, news, radio. Oh,
yeah.
And so all the way, and that, like nothing goes right. And then once the team starts to turn it around, then it's the exact opposite. Every play they hit, they turn every double play. Every ball's like home run or scores runs. Sports writers love them. Fans, like they start filling up the stands. So it's like you can tell where you are in the movie based on which montage you're at.
Well, and
I love the announer.
Oh, damn it. I was going to say that. Like that, yeah. The announcer, and we'll get into the other
Bob
one.
Bob Uecker, yeah.
But the next podcast we
John
do,
Candy.
John Candy. It's like, mm-hmm. but these, they both were amazing announcers.
Well, mm-hmm. And I think.
I thought, in Major League, that was just hilarious. I kind of forgot about it too until that first home run, and he was like, ah, shit.
Who, he is the voice of the Milwaukee Brewers in real life, Bob Uecker.
Really? Yeah. Did not know that.
Is he still kicking?
He's still alive, yeah. But yeah, that's the one I associate with the movie when he's like, just a bit outside.
Yeah, just a bit outside.
No, I think that's like a common theme that's been through all six movies is in baseball movies, the announcer plays a pretty big part as like, he's like, the announcer is always the, kind of like the narrator of the movie, you know, he's the outside voice telling you what's going on. And that's the narration of the montage, or it's the narration of like, okay, how are they doing? And you see the announcer be like, just a bit outside.
Was he drinking Jack Daniels?
He was later, yeah.
Yeah, that's what about.
Or Evan Williams, beer.
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
he had Jack and he had a beer. Like, the bottles started piling up around him. I was like, this is awesome. Little Jack chasing it with beer. Okay.
Yeah, announcer's kind of your guide through the movie. Like you say, he kind of lets you know. A lot of times in history, like in Bull Durham, it's like, this is like a 12-game losing streak. You know, this is the worst run in team history. You know, this guy struck out, that guy struck out, this guy lost the game.
Well, it's your exposition. It's like, oh, here, next up on the plate, it's your 12-year veteran. It's blah, blah, blah. He hasn't had a strikeout in 15 games.
Yeah.
How come we didn't watch baseball?
You know, I thought about that. I don't think it's a baseball movie.
Yeah. Well. And I really thought you said basketball, but which I would be down with.
Well, now I'm hungry.
But yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, it in a way, obviously, it's dated, but you know it's going to be dated. You know, anything raunchy from the 80s is going to be dated.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to hold up very well, especially sports, especially a team that had its name changed for, you know, cultural.
Only very recently.
Yes. But you know now, looking back, at some of it's not going to age well.
Rene Russo.
Just so many white people in headdresses.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yep. But at
and Tom Berenger following a gal home to find out where she lives.
And super creepy.
Showing up in the middle of a party.
Mm. Yeah.
Very awkward.
And being forced to like sit down and partake. And
what kind of glass was that?
I was going to say it too. Give me a break, man.
Taylor, let's say kiss after.
I did freaking love that. The little bitty stem and then like, I noticed that too. I was like,
what kind of glass?
What is this glass? Yeah.
But it was, are they fucking with him?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get it.
But that,
glass were in the 80s.
Also, I would have finished that beer and then left.
I did love that scene. It was just like, he must make pretty ball play, make pretty good money.
Yeah.
I make the league minimum. I don't know. I was like, damn. Yeah. I thought that's awesome.
Which is still like not, you know, nothing to shake a stick at. You know, this movie had an alternative ending?
Really?
Yeah. So in the alternative ending, the manager basically confronts the owner and is like, hey, this is fucked up that you're... Like, I know about your plan. You know, you can't do this to us. And she basically says, I'm basically doing this to give you a villain to play against. This is the only way that I could have gotten you guys to be a winning team is by giving you somebody to like rally against. And it's working.
Yeah.
But if you tell anybody about my plan, you're fired.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it ended up not testing well, and they just cut that part, and they didn't use it.
I like it better like this.
I think I did too. Yeah,
you need a villain.
Ted Lasso, it works better when they humanize the owner, because you got seasons to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
You have multiple episodes. I mean, you can do that more comfortably. In a movie, I don't think it would have played as well. Major League is pretty simple, straightforward movie. You need somebody to boo all the way through, especially in the big game. You need somebody
to
hate.
Don't complicate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's the reason why I love... This is probably one of my favorite baseball movies. And like, you know, it is weird. I mean, I know we already did a League of Their Own. Like, did we ever clarify, would you call League of Their Own a comedy?
Yes.
You would? Okay. Mm-hmm. It's like, because obviously this is more like a slapstick comedy of like, and like, I think that's why with this film, like you need everything. Like you need the villain, you need the bad guy, you need someone to overcome something. Like, and that movie kind of did it all. Like, or this movie.
Yeah. I'm drinking the wine we're going to do for our next movie.
I'll save that for later.
It is
interesting. I have something to say about it.
Yeah, I have some interesting thoughts.
Travis has already consumed it.
I think it's delicious.
Yeah, it's like
easy on the Pepsi.
What I was going to say is what I remember, one of the things the most about this film is the poster. Watched a documentary about like the history of movie posters, so I feel basically better than everybody in the room.
Well, you are. Ever. You are better. Yeah, than us. You watched a documentary.
Just the Mohawk baseball.
Oh, yeah.
With the sunglasses, mm-hmm. and little earring. Yeah, that's most of what I knew about this movie before I actually watched it.
Yeah. I do think of that poster automatically. Yeah. Some posters.
It's like a good poster.
Like Pretty Woman, I automatically think of that poster.
Yeah, her with the poet, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, some things are just, movies are just like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Forrest Gump, like sitting on the bench.
Yep.
Yeah, now movie posters have kind of been relegated to like a niche artist market.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's mostly just like photos of the actual person on there. They rarely do like paintings or stylized.
I mean, I can't really talk. I haven't seen a documentary about it, but.
Yeah. it's free on YouTube. But
do you want to borrow my glasses to push them up your nose?
Yeah. You wouldn't have heard about it.
Well, actually.
It's just a little thing I watch.
So you said 7. Did you say 7 out of 10?
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen the last 25 minutes. 28 minutes.
So about the 65% of the movie, you'd give it a 7.
Yeah.
60% of the time, it works every time.
You said it was an hour and a half. It was an hour and 45. So,
ish.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Oh, credits. He was watching the made-for-TV version.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people, a lot of credits. A lot of people involved in the crew of that movie. It's like a damn Avengers movie. So, Tay, you'd say 7-ish? What would you say?
I might do a 7.5, 8 on this one.
Yeah.
Because I still love it, you know. Mm-hmm. And, God, it's just, it's just good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a classic 80s movie.
It really is, yeah. I mean, like, you could really just change the sport of that, mm-hmm. and it'd still be a hilarious movie.
Would not matter.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter. Yeah. You could change the whole, you know, yeah, and it wouldn't matter. It was still just that kind of a funny movie.
Ted Lasso kind of proves that.
Yeah, 100%.
I did like the old pitcher that had like three different kinds, like Vagisil on
him. Vagisil here.
Who was that? Phil Niekro was one of them. One of the guys that would like wipe shit all over.
Yeah. God, he was so hairy.
Yeah. He was an older pitcher. Even
the announcer was like, and he's throwing the Vag ball or the Vagisil ball or Vaseline, he said.
Vaseline, yeah.
And I was like, oh. All right, cool.
Which, if you do follow baseball, you know that in the past couple of years, we've had a lot of controversy around sticky stuff.
Yep.
You know, spider tack and the mixture of sunscreen and rosin has turned a sticky substance. So the league's really been cracking down on sticky stuff.
Yeah.
Really.
That would be the replacements with old Orlando Jones. And he got smeared stuff. He was like, Coach, it looks like I just jacked off an elephant. Also, we need to review that movie.
I don't think so.
It's Keanu Reeves.
Oh, that movie is terrible.
The people love Keanu Reeves these days. They don't give a shit how bad the movie is.
I don't know, man. That was a bad movie.
I still watch it.
But I believe it was Phil Niekro that was throwing the snot ball back in the day. That's where they got this idea from, was it? He explained that after he retired of how he would just load that ball up in snot.
Yeah.
And what's that do?
So if you get a stickier ball, it basically gives you more rotation on your pitch.
Huh.
So I think with spider tack, you can add up to like 1,000 RPM is what they've kind of shown with pro pitchers.
The spin.
Yeah. Spin gives it more movement, which makes it harder to pit.
All right,
cool. Hit. Yeah.
Which is cheating. It's kind of like having your tendons too tight in your throwing arm. Ooh. It's just not fair to the other team.
But that's a biological difference, whereas this is an external. I mean, if your hands are naturally sticky, boom, you're a great pitcher.
Yeah.
I mean, pitch that ball, man.
Spider-Man.
But if you're using, you know, pine tar on your neck, Geraldo Chapman, you know, don't do it.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I'd say as long as you're okay with it not holding up great, some parts of it, it's a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
It's a fun movie.
Yeah. It's a junk food movie, you know. It really is like a, you know, have beer and a beer and hot dog kind of a movie.
If you had to compare it to a junk food, what would you like? Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
Yeah, I was gonna say some kind of Cheetos or Funyuns.
Which I don't know if I love Flamin' Hot.
It's like a solid 7.5 snack for me.
Huh. Yeah, I'm Red Velvet Twinkies too.
Baked Lays?
Yeah.
No, baked Lays are terrible. We just covered this. Not even a chip.
I like original Sun Chips. That's just me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they keep me regular.
Crispity, crunchity.
Yeah.
The bag's peanut too loud for me.
The bag is too loud.
Weren't you talking about Butterfingers?
Sun Chips?
Sun chips. Crispy,
crunchy, peanut buttery.
Oh.
Butterfinger.
Wow. You know who loves peanut butter or Butterfingers?
Bart Simpson.
So Taylor Owens over here.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, and Bart Simpson.
How can you not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I like the little peanut, the Butterfinger balls.
You mean the BBs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
I haven't had one of those in a long time.
I'm big, like, when I go to the movies, I get Junior Mints if I get anything.
First of all, I've never seen you get anything in a theater.
Yeah, we went to the movie today and you didn't get anything.
No, I never get anything. So I don't have to get up and pee.
But do you not have control over your bladder?
I mean,
do Raisinets make you pee?
Listen, 1989, I had to get my dad had to get up to take me to the bathroom when I went and saw the Michael Keaton Batman movie.
And he beat you.
And my life has been a living hell ever
since. And he beat you.
Because when we got it on VHS, we'd watch it again. And then he was like, this is the part where he made me take you to the bathroom. I didn't get to see it. And it was the scene. It was the scene when Bruce Wayne was showing up at Kim Basinger's house, and it was like, "You want to get nuts? Come on, let's get nuts."
Oh, that was a good
scene. We missed that whole thing. Okay.
So what you're saying
that is kind of on
that
you.
That was your fault.
You've got PTSD.
PTSD, yes.
And so. It works better in print, but
yeah. PPSD.
PPTSD.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're in need of therapy.
But I like the Junior Mints because if you have to make out with somebody, at least you're fresh.
It's very refreshing.
First of all, Junior Mints do not make your breath fresh.
Okay, you never kissed me.
Not yet.
Not that I've seen, no.
I mean, you have, but like not on Junior Mints.
Yeah. So it's been another episode of Cinema Vino.
Is this about baseball? Sponsored by Junior Mints.
And we thank you all very much. But we will be going to another baseball movie very soon and finishing up our baseball series.
Sean's lips are very soft, and he has a tender tongue.
Not on Junior Mints.
Nope. Klondike bars, maybe.
Ooh, that sounds good. Yeah.
And
I'm a drumstick guy.
And I want to know what you guys would do for a Klondike bar. I'll take my answer off the air.
Sketchy shit, man.
We've got Sean Jordan.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Taylor Owens.
That's me.
T.O. Bravis Tud.
Here. Present.
Bravis.
And yeah, we will see you guys next time. We are going to do Rookie of the Year, so it's going to be just tasty. But we will see you guys next time.
Fuck off.
Not with a bang, but with a whimper.
Fuck off.
Be sure to listen, rate, and subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Our website is at cinemavino.net, and reviews of these movies can be found at toddwoffordmovies.com.